Last month, Jessica Meir of Caribou launched into space, becoming the first female astronaut from Maine. A few weeks ago, she made history again as part of the first all-female spacewalk from the International Space Station. The people in her hometown have been closely following her story. And today, Meir spoke from the space station with hundreds of middle and high school students about her own childhood in Aroostook County and how it prepared her for her journey into space. Robbie Feinberg was there.
Eastern Aroostook Regional School Unit number 39, this is Mission Control, Houston.
The hundreds of students packed into the auditorium of Caribou High School could barely contain themselves as the image of astronaut Jessica Meir was beamed onto a giant projector screen. As the lights dimmed, sixth grader Brady Barnes said Meir's trajectory has recently been the talk of several classes.
Like, from a little town in Maine, that she was going to be up on the space station, so it's just crazy.
Once connected, about a dozen students from 3rd through 12th grade got to talk with Meir and ask her questions.
Hello, my name is Claire Willette, and I attend Caribou Middle School as an 8th grader. My question is, how did being from a small town impact your career?
Meir said her hometown played a big role in her wanting to go to space from a young age.
Maybe that was because growing up in the small town in Caribou, we spent a lot of time outside in nature, in the trees, and I was fascinated with science and nature and the world around me. Perhaps it was because when you look at the stars from up in Caribou, you have an amazing view that's really uncluttered by light pollution like we have in other big cities. So maybe it was one of those things. I started saying it when I was 5 years old, and I just never stopped.
Meir went on to say that her experience in Caribou helped to shape her perspective of the world.
I think it allowed me to think a little bit differently and to identify with a lot of different types of people, which served me very well and helped me not only get along with others and teamwork type activities, but to also just appreciate different points of view. So I think for me, it was a great contribution to where I am now.
And some students, including 11th grader Elena Quinlan, wanted to know about life in space.
How has your interpretation of space and being an astronaut changed before and after your spacewalks?
Meir says she's been eager for nearly every day on the space station, but she says the spacewalks were something else.
You can just see your boots, nothing but your feet and the Earth below you. And that feeling, it just is absolutely awe-inspiring, thinking about the magnitude of where we are and how insignificant really we are as humans.
And at one point, Meir even grabbed her piccolo, the same one she used in her high school band, and performed a quick tune. While the call lasted only about 20 minutes, the school district used the event to create an entire day of programming. Students took part in about 50 different workshops, including a presentation from Meir's family and talks about survival and turning wood into jet fuel. Caribou High School principal Travis Barnes says he hopes the experiences will lead students to expand their aspirations.
There may be curves in the road or forks that they have to take, but hopefully today in listening to what Jessica had to say, what these individuals that are leading the breakout sessions have to say, will give them the ability to dream that they can do what they want to get to.
Sophomore Abby McNeil says simply seeing Meir aboard the space station has had an effect.
It was crazy to think that she got chosen from coming from such a small town like Caribou, that like it just opened our eyes to see that like everyone who comes from a small town can do anything they want.
Meir will be in the International Space Station through next spring when she's due to return to Earth. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.